Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
You want to do Packers? Feels a lot better this week.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Victory Monday? Yes.
He's got room. Josh Jacobs gallops three. Biggest run in his short tenure with the Packers. Jacobs for 40 yards.
Fox Sports on the call. 40 of his 151 rushing yards.
What's your three?
Well, I thought you were going to play the whole thing.
No, you got to come up with something.
Okay. Got the win.
Very good.
No Tausch today. We have ESPN's Jason Wilde gracious enough to join us here at this special time. Wilde, really appreciate it. How are you?
Hey, where do I text Vince? What's the text number again? Because I want to tell Vince to be nicer to his brother.
Oh, that's actually good producing because I don't think I gave out the number. 855-616-1620. What, you saw Nick up there?
I did. I saw him at back to school night the other night. And,
what's his problem?
He's such a nice guy. I don't know why you're always putting him down.
I know. Why is that the narrative with him always? I'm fine. I haven't said a word about him in like forever. But every time somebody I know is up in Green Bay and they run into my brother who does radio up there, they're like, yeah, I saw your brother. He said this, that. I'm like, what? What?
Oh, problems.
Oh, man. All right. What do you want to...
Well, I feel bad because we had a conversation with Malik Willis on Wednesday, and I asked him the most, in my opinion anyway, innocuous question about how even-keeled he seemed. And I said, are you just that way with us, or is that kind of how you are all the time? Which, by the way, turned out to be part of his story yesterday, right? I mean, LaFleur talked about it, how calm he was for a guy who had only been there for 3 weeks. And he turned and he said to me, I know y'all are trying to get me. I don't want no beef. And I was like, wait, what? So I'm creating beef between you and your brother, obviously, because I'm stirring stuff up. But I think this was indicative of his experience in Nashville with the Titans media. I think he was a disappointment as a draft pick, got caught up in a tough situation with a change in general manager. And so I went over to him yesterday after. I said, hey, I know we got off to a rocky start. And I had talked to him later Wednesday to say, hey, I'm not trying to get you. I thought it was a simple question. But I congratulated him, which I don't do very often in the locker room, because I was really happy for a guy who I think was put in some tough spots in Tennessee and was put in a really tough spot all week long. But Matt LaFleur and that coaching staff designed the perfect game plan to allow him to succeed, to get the running game going, and get a W in a game where I think a lot of people thought they were in trouble.
Yeah, Jason, I have to admit, I thought this had to have been one of the best wins of LaFleur's career.
It was. And you know, that it's funny that you say that because I asked him after the game if this was one. I said, you've won a lot of football games here in the last 5+ years, but this has to be one of your favorites. And he said, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of, you know, look, we're all wired differently, right? But I don't know if there's anything more satisfying for anybody in whatever walk of life where people have low expectations or are doubting you and you're facing a lot of adversity that you have to overcome. And Lord knows not having your star quarterback qualifies as adversity for an NFL coach. And you come up with a way to succeed in the face of all that. And I don't know if you guys got to see the locker room video that the Packers posted. They had to do a lot of bleeping because he was so fired up. But this clearly meant a lot to him and to this team. It was a heck of a win yesterday.
Talking with ESPN's Jason Wilde here on Wisconsin's Morning News. You know who else had a good day yesterday? Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager. A number of the choices that he made most recently in this offseason, bringing in Josh Jacobs at running back, who might still be running. And, you know, on the other side, Xavier McKinney got his second pick in as many weeks. I mean, he's hitting on both of those major offseason decisions.
He definitely is. And look, Malik Willis, again, he chose to trade for him instead of keeping one of the two guys that were in camp with this team. And Malik Willis did his job, even though it was a limited role that they put him in to do it. Look, I thought Josh Jacobs was terrific. I mean, he did have the fumble near the goal line when they were about to go up 17-0, so it would have probably been a blowout instead of close at the end. But you're right. And I really like Xavier McKinney. Tausch gives me a hard time because I compared him in terms of the impact he's had in the locker room to Charles Woodson. And he's like, you can't compare him to Charles Woodson. And I've reached out to Charles because I want to have him on the show so either he and Tausch can gang up on me and tell me I'm an idiot, or he can confirm my thoughts. Because what Charles did with Al Harris and Nick Collins and Tremont Williams and Jarrett Bush and all those guys in that locker room back then on their way to Super Bowl 45 was he elevated everyone. Everyone was drawn to him. They dressed up for games, which they had never done before. They watched film and prepared in a different way than they had before. And I think Xavier McKinney has had that same impact on a defensive backfield where there's a lot of young guys other than Jair. And so I think it's really been neat to see that group. And here's the crazy stat for you. Last year, the Packers had 7 interceptions all season long. Only one team, Tennessee, had fewer. They have 5 interceptions through 2 games. So they should surpass, given the way Will Levis plays quarterback for the Titans, they should surpass last year's total sometime in the third quarter next Sunday.
What happens next with Jordan Love? Will this be a week-to-week thing where we think maybe he's playing until the Sunday, then they'll determine whether or not he's actually going out there?
Yeah, so my understanding has been all along that the expectation was that it wasn't so severe that he'd be at the 6-week end of the projection of 3 to 6 weeks of him being out, that he would be more at the optimistic end. And I know Tausch, you know, he misses a week. Man, he misses almost as many days on your show as he misses on ours. I know he is, he's going to the Vikings game in 2 weeks. And I would in no way be surprised if Jordan Love starts that game. But I would be very surprised. I think they're going to play it safe with him. They may play the game that they played this week, but I would expect him to miss the game in Tennessee. Malik Willis starts against his former team. And then Jordan either starts against the Vikings on the 29th or starts in Los Angeles against the Rams on the 6th. I think the question is, which of those two games will be his return? I will be very surprised if he plays against the Titans, but I won't rule it out.
ESPN's Jason Wilde on with us this morning. Wilde, as fans, we always react to what we saw last and high or low. So looking at what the Packers did on the ground and that fantastic running game that was split up between multiple backs as well, the offensive line had a big day. We can't expect to put 200-plus yards on teams throughout the season, right? That also is a very bad defense against the run that we saw.
Yeah, the amazing thing about the Colts is that they gave up more rushing yards in week one than any team in the league with 213 yards against the Texans. Joe Mixon, their running back, had 159 yards. And the Packers had surpassed that league worst total before halftime. They had 237 yards at halftime. So, yes, unless they're playing the Colts for 15 more weeks, they probably will not put up those rushing numbers. And I'm sure the Titans are saying, all right, the Colts knew that they were going to run the ball and they still couldn't stop them. We know they're going to run the ball. We are going to stop them. So they will have to adjust. And I do think two quick things. One, I thought Adam Stenovich, who LaFleur credited, did a really good job of creating a lot of misdirection. The running plays weren't different running plays than what they had in their playbook. They just dressed them up with a lot of motion, a lot of fakes to the wide receivers that were running past and running around in the backfield and doing whirly birds back there. I thought that was part of the confusion that they created. But one of the things that Steno told us last week was if a defense is going to be hell-bent on stopping the run, Malik is going to have to make some throws. And we're not just going to bang our heads against the wall if they're committed to stopping the run. They were able to be productive this time. If they're not able to do it next week, they are going to have to put the ball in Malik Willis's hands more often. And I thought he made two really good throws. I thought the touchdown throw, from a timing perspective, it was a tiny window with that defender who had a chance to tip it away just before it got to Dontavian Wicks, was a really good throw. And then he put the ball right where he needed to for a 50-50 ball to Romeo Doubs, and Doubs went up and got it. He did not make those cataclysmic mistakes that most backup quarterbacks make that lose you games, and he's going to have to do that again if he's the starter against the Titans.
ESPN's Jason Wilde. Appreciate the extra time today, Wilde. And if you see my brother, tell him I love him.
Well, somebody's got to. All right,
guys. Poor
Take
Nick.
Care. Be good.
Take care, buddy.
You know, that's another point that Wilde makes, though. You know what? Who elevated their guy? Who came to help Malik Willis?
Yeah.
That catch that Dobbs made, that was Dobbs just saying, I'm helping my guy here.
I'm gonna
get the ball. It reminded me of something that Donald Driver said, or maybe it was Javon Walker, who said after the Brett Favre game when he lost his father and he threw 17 touchdowns Oakland. They said in the receiver room, and I can't remember which receiver said, but if you have to climb a ladder, go get a ladder. Climb that ladder and get that football. We're going to do that for this guy. We're going to elevate him. You saw the wide receivers do that. You saw the O-line do that. You saw the running backs do that. And the defense, oh, by the way, as well. So feeling all good here on this Monday morning.